So most people find it second nature. They put on their tefillin, they take off their watch. They wear their watch on their left hand and their righty. So they take off their watch when they tie their tefillin. It's a little bit annoying sometimes. Do you have to do that or not? Can you just keep your watch on? What's the big deal? You wear your watch by your wrist. It's not impeding the actual tefillin itself. Mutar or aser. So Shulchan Aruch says very clearly, lo te yo yehei davar chotzeitz ben tefillin lebesaro. You're not allowed to have any chatzitza, any separation between your tefillin. Tefillin refers to the boxes itself and your body. What the reason for this is, so Rashi, according to Aruch HaShulchan, Aruch HaShulchan brings a machlokas. Rashi says, because the pasuk says, os, l'cha, it should be l'cha os, it's for you it's supposed to be a sign, and not for other people. In other words, if it's not, if there's something separating the tefillin from your arm, perhaps the tefillin are a sign for someone else, they're not a tefillin for you. So it has to be on your arm to be a sign. Okay, that would mean, according to that, only the shalyad has to be on your actual arm. Rula Rosh says, since the pasuk says ayadecha, and it says beinecha, there can't be any chatzitza between your arm or your eye, head, and the tefillin. Fine. Says Shulchan Aruch, it continues, lo shna yad, lo shna shel rosh. So it seems pretty clear from Shulchan Aruch, if you're not going to wear, if you have a toupee or something, or I don't know, you wear your, put your tefillin over your sleeve, that would be clearly problematic. That's an easy question. Shulchan Aruch is explicit about that. The problem is the Ramah adds on one sentence, v'dafka b'tefillin. The whole problem of chatzitza is the box itself. Avol b'ritzuos, what are the ritzuos? The straps, even the first seven straps, or the string, or the straps around your head, ain lahakbid. You don't need to be makbid about this, which would mean you could wear anything under the straps, or under the straps in your head, a toupee, or whatever you're wearing in your head, a yarmulke, let's say, would be fine, as long as the box itself is on the head itself. Fine. Comes along the Mishnah Berurah, it's not so fast. He says, "V'achronim kasvu de'ein lahakil." You can't be lenient. Rak b'makom hakrichos. What is the krichos? It's very confusing. Avo mashashayich lakshira yesh lachmir after itzuos ben shalyad ben shrosh. In other words, according to the Mishnah Berurah, here's the box on my arm. I tie it one time, you know, to strengthen it or to tighten it. That can't have a hefsek. That's the kshira, the tightening. But once I wrap it around my hands, says the Mishnah Berurah, there's no problem at all. You can have a hefsek on your arm, that's not a problem at all. Or on your head, so maybe the straps that tighten it, maybe right by the box, that would be a problem. But the parts in the back, not a problem at all. Mishnah Berurah is very clear. The upshot is that if I asked you, are you out of a watch on your arm, are you allowed to strap the phone over the watch? Answer would be, yeah. Mishnah Berurah, Ramah said for sure it was fine. Mishnah Berurah added it was for sure fine. Everything should be Shalom al Yisrael. Now, before you leave right now, comes along the Prima Gadim, which I want to emphasize is not really cited in the Mishnah Berurah at all. And the Prima Gadim says, L'chadchila, we should be careful for all the straps. In other words, even the krichos, we try not to have a hefsek by that area. And therefore, says the Prima Gadim, we should be makbid not to have any hefsek even on the arm itself for the krichos. Now the Mishnah Berurah, I want to highlight again, does not cite this Prima Gadim at all. The Aruch HaShulchan, on the other hand, doesn't distinguish. He says, oh, the ritzuos, the strings, the straps, you should be careful not to have a hefsek, and he doesn't make a difference if it's the kshira, the tightening part, or the part which you wrap around your hand. He seems to say you should not have a chatzitza at all. So from the Aruch HaShulchan over here, you already have room to be makbid, to take off your watch, and opposed to the Mishnah Berurah, you could keep on your watch. So how do we paskin? Comes along the Dovev Mishar, Mitzvina Rav, that was Mitzvina Rav about 100 years ago, give or take, and he says, he paskined like this. He has a long tshuva, he goes through this sugya, and he says, you should be machmir, that you must remove your watch. Specifically your watch, he says. What's your watch made of? You may have a gold watch, so it's not a good example. But for, you know, less fancy people, your watch is made out of what? Huh? What do you think?
Leather.
What's your tefillin made out of? Min bimino. If you have two types of the same item, eino chotzeitz. We say it's not a separation. So 1 second, says the Tribune Rav. Let's say you got your leather strap wrapped around your hand, and you wrap your tefillin around the leather. It's leather on leather. Even if you say you're not going to have anything separating it, it's the same material. So what's the big deal, says the Tribune Rav. So he says, well, 1 second. Number one, it's not really the normal way to wrap this leather on leather. It's not like, oh, they're one piece. They're two different items. Second of all, he says, what's the difference between your watch and your tefillin? I don't want to ask which one costs more. But which, your tefillin are a davar kodesh. Your watch, your strap, is a davar chol. So that's not considered min bimino. And therefore, the Tribune Rav says, it is chotzeitz. You must take off your watch. Now, apparently, Rabbi Avadi Yosef had a discussion with the Tribune Rav. Maybe Tribune Rav lived a little later also. But the Tribune Rav, Rabbi Avadi Yosef, asked the Tribune Rav in a private conversation. He says he doesn't understand. Where is the watch that you're wearing? Right? I had a relative used to wear the watch all the way up here. It's a little bit weird, right? The watch is normally worn where? On the wrist. Did you get 7 wrappings before the watch or not? Rabbi Avadia asked the Tribune Rav. And the Tribune Rav said, I only forbade it if the watch is going to be within the 7 straps. Once you wrap 7 times, and now you're doing the last one to your arm, your fingers, then the watch is not a problem, because anything around your fingers is a super, just a minug. So therefore, the Tribune Rav only answered it, only said you had to remove your watch if it's within the 7. Rabbi Avadia says, if it's after the 7, then for sure you are fine. Comes on the Sefer B'Darash to B'Chakarta. I saw this in Bingram Grossman. He says that's not true, because even we are makbid even about our fingers. You know, you're supposed to have a shin around the fingers. The shin is not supposed to overlap each other. It's supposed to be separated. Why? Because even on your fingers, you shouldn't wrap one over the other. You should have it spread out. So based on that, even if the watch is on your wrist, after the 7, you should be makbid. He also says a separate issue. It's kind of like a little bit heebie-jeebie. But he says, it's a kavod. Forget about hefsik chatzitza. It's not kavod to the tefillin to be wrapped on your watch. You take off your watch, it's not a kavod for the tefillin. It's hard svara to understand fully, but that's what he says. So what's the upshot? How do we paskin? I'll read you 4 practical one-liner application, and he'll tell me if we're all going in the same vein. I don't have any clear-cut machlokas for you. Yeah? Rav Sternbach says, Roy, it's proper, v'hasir ha-sh'on, v'fnei sh'min yachtvon. It's proper to take off the watch. And he quotes the Dovid Misharm, Aval ein zechi of midina. You don't have to if you don't want to. If you can't, you can't. But rak v'yanir ha-nog u'kein, that's the minug. That's number one. So you should, but you don't really have to. Shita number 2 is of Amram Fried, citing of Gamani Odcha. They asked him, do you need to take off your watch before you take off your tefillin? He says, Hanhaga Yafe, it's a good idea, Lahore Sashon, to take off the watch. You don't need to, but you should. Shita number 3, Rav Chaim Kanievsky, which are all the same Shita. Rav Chaim Kanievsky, they said, Haim Tzarech Lahore Sashon, Meayad, Benachas Ton, Dave Chetzitza, do you need to take it off? He says, L'charchila, ideally, Nizharin, you should be careful with that. Prima God, the Machmir, V'chein HaMinog, that's the Minog. Final source, you look at the authoritative source on Tefillin, at least 50 years ago, was Rav Eider's English Sefer on Tefillin. Everyone sees that one is a free bar mitzvah. Maybe you went to free bar mitzvah. My father made me read it for my bar mitzvah. And so Rav Eider writes in English, most poskim hold that one should not tie the ritzu of the shel yad over the wristwatch. And he quotes the Tribune Rav. So the upshot is, minhag olam is to take off the watch. If you don't take off the watch and it's after the 7 krichas, you're really not such a big deal. But the olam does it. It does a covet for the tefillin. Shkayach.